last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. And we have our special guest, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Alavi is a scholar in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom and has expertise in the field of Mahdawiyat. And today we are going to discuss some very important questions like, Dr. Levy, you know, people are confused about the arrival of Imam. They say, like, some say we should be providing grounds for his arrival, and some say Imam is going to come when there's a lot of corruption, when there's a lot of injustice. So let this happen more so that Imam comes, and they are silent towards the oppression and other kinds of corruption they see. So which one is correct and why?
Yes, we have in many hadith and narrations that among the signs of the arrival and advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. That is, the earth and the whole land and even the seas will be full of corruption.
Yeah.
So this might come to the minds of some that, okay, what is our duty in this regard? Should we help this corruption to grow, to be more,
to be
advanced?
Or to stop it?
Or no, we have to stop it. And if corruption is bad, so it has to be bad in every era, in every part of the time. So it's not going to be good for some, and I mean, it's going to be good for some other times. But I think there is a sort of misconception or misunderstanding here that needs to be clarified. We have to actually distinguish between the signs of the advent of Imam alayhi salam and the conditions of the arrival and advent of Imam. So the signs of the advent of Imam are the things and the factors that tell us that the advent of Imam is so close, that is going to happen.
Yeah.
And it tells us and it narrates us from its happening and occurrence. So it tells us that, okay, the appearance of Imam alayhi salam or the appearance of Imam alayhi salam is approaching, is close, is near. But it is not going to be the condition or the cause of the advent of Imam.
Right.
So we have to distinguish between these two concepts. So
right.
once it's just a sign, not a cause, not
right.
the reason for the arrival of Imam. So if it was supposed to be the reason and cause of the arrival of Imam, yes, that kind of conception which says that, okay, we have to help the corruption to happen so that Imam comes earlier.
Yeah.
So that could be, I mean, more understandable. But we want to say that, okay, Imam alayhi salam wants to come for what? To remove this corruption, to actually to fight corruption, to fight oppression.
Yeah.
So when the earth is full of oppression and corruption, so does it make any sense for us to help this corruption to be more, to be advanced, to grow more? So it doesn't actually make sense. So we want to say that, okay, Imam alayhi salam, when we are hearing about his arrival and advent, we say that, okay, when the earth has been full of corruption and oppression and different, actually, manifestations of
injustice.
Facade and injustice or corruption. But Imam
alayhi
salam is going to come to fight with this, with whatever we call it, oppression, corruption, or immoralities.
Yeah.
So is it, I mean, meaningful for us to, okay, let's do whatever Imam alayhi salam wants to come to fight it.
Yeah.
So it's not correct.
Yeah.
So if we say that, okay, in most of, for example, Muslim countries, now we can find bars and centers for selling, unlawful
alcohol
and haram drinks.
Yeah.
So they actually, they are full of, let's say, corruptions, different immoralities and so on and so forth. Yes, we can even give them more examples and more instances, like the oppression that comes from the side of the so-called superpowers and the Israelis and people in different parts of the world.
We'll give a pause here and we'll continue our discussion after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
I feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Dr. Ali Alavi is with us, and we are discussing the signs of the arrival of Imam. For example, one of the signs is that the corruption, injustice, and immorality will be at its peak. And does it make sense to spread corruption? Because if there's a lot of corruption, then the Imam comes. So we reach this point that it does not make any sense. Even if it's a sign of Imam, because this is one of the signs that Imam is going to fight with.
Yeah. We were saying, I mean, and we actually were enumerating some examples of some corruptions
Muslim
and
countries.
Oppressions in Islamic countries.
Yeah.
Or whatever goes on the Muslims in different parts of the world, let's say. I mean, the most known example is the issue and the case of Palestine and the people of Gaza. So the oppression that comes from Israel on them and the usurper regime of Israel. And other countries, let's talk about other countries even, in Muslim countries, that they are under pressure of American policies.
Yeah.
All the some countries are under the sanctions and economic pressures of American so-called superpowers, and some others are suffering from different, actually, versions of these oppressions.
Right.
So we want to say that where in the world can we see that that ideal justice that we are after, that Imam Ali is going to reappear for?
Right.
So we rarely see the cases of injustice in different parts of the world. Whatever we see is oppression and corruption and immorality or immoral relations that we see in front of our eyes. But earlier, we have been discussing that what are the conditions of the reappearance of Imam Ali Salam?
Right.
First, public acceptance of Imam Ali Salam. Global acceptance of Imam Ali Salam. This is one condition. Second, good companions, loyal companions. So the companions that are good enough and pious and righteous people who are going to be the best companions of Imam Ali Salam to help him with this great cause.
To fight corruptions,
fight oppressions. So if we're talking about conditions of the advent of Imam Ali Salam, there are two conditions.
Right.
I mean, first, global acceptance of Imam Ali Salam. Second, his companions, good
companions,
pious companions, righteous companions.
Yeah.
So these are the conditions. But the corruptions are the signs of, the signs of reappearance of Imam Ali Salam. When corruptions are more, so we have to work on actually bringing up more companions, pious companions.
Right.
So I want to say that bringing up companions or even working on the good ones is not an obstacle to the reappearance of Imam, the advent of Imam, but it's also paving the way for the arrival of Imam Ali Salam.
Indeed.
So we need to actually work on this issue and actually inform and enlighten people that corruption by itself is something bad. So it doesn't mean that, okay, something which is bad, we call it as good and work on it and for the arrival of Imam Ali Salam.
It reminds me of one of the examples, and we will discuss that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
مهديون في الأزمان شعى ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتدأه من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We have a Dr. Ali Alavi, and we are discussing a very important concept. Like one of the signs of the arrival of Imam is that earth will be filled with injustice and corruption and immorality. So should we be silent in the face of immorality and corruption and oppression so that it becomes more and more so that Imam arrives soon? We said, no, it does not make any sense because one of the conditions of Imam's advent is the global acceptance and also the loyal, pious, and righteous companions. So those who are loyal, pious, and righteous, they never pave the way for wrong things. It's something like that. Like I was saying, that it reminds me of a story. For example, there was a man who would do robbery and then help the poor. So it's like doing something bad for a good cause. But these are not the conditions in Islam. For a good cause, we don't have to pay. We never go through the bad ways.
Very true. That's it. So we have been asked, I mean, to do good. I mean, amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy 'anil munkar. Enjoying good
and
forbidding from the evil. So this is a principle in our religion. So how is it going to work when, for example, the companions of Imam, the ones who are waiting for the arrival of Imam, are the ones who are actually trying
either
to...
either the silent watchers or themselves spreading
corruption. Yeah, trying to strengthen corruption. Yeah. So it is, I think, a sort of paradox and conflict inside it. And so, no. Whoever is good is awaiting Imam alayhi salam, and they are waiting for the good actions and deeds that Imam alayhi salam is going to make dominant in the whole world.
Right.
So we are working for this very important cause of the goodness, I mean the just government of Imam alayhi salam, the healthy government of Imam alayhi salam, not a corrupted government.
Right.
So in a just and, let's say, health government, there is no corruption. There is not going to be any oppression to the people or to the real owners of the governments, that is the people.
Yeah.
So Imam alayhi salam comes to change all these wrong worldviews and perspectives.
Right.
So this one of the reasons of the the arrival of Imam alayhi salam, which is defined under the justice, is this, that the rights of the people are going to be given to them. So one of their rights is to know everything which is their or due.
Right.
So whatever is their own due, they have to know. They have to be informed of whatever is their own rights.
Yeah.
So I want to say that what is being said here, that we need to make sure work on the corruption and to help the corruption to happen, is something which is quite void and...
doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all. Again, according to this wrong worldview, there is another issue that comes up, that they say, okay, even... based on some hadith, any government before the advent of Imam alayhi salam is a wrong government, or let's say a government based on hypocrisy and infidelity. So again, when we think on it, I mean, when we see and actually read the hadith and narrations that have that these explanations are based on,
we see
about the baselessness of such claims.
Oh.
So how is it possible, again, that we do not work for the arrival of Imam alayhi salam under a system? Because what is a government? Government is a system.
Yeah.
A system. If a system works properly, we call it government.
Yeah.
So for the sake of people. So why, if, for example, a system is working properly for the advent of Imam alayhi salam, why should it be, I mean, a void government, or let's say a wrong government?
Yeah.
Or a hypocritic model of governance,
right.
Or a government of infidelity or kufr. So again, this is something that we need to discuss a little bit, inshallah, in our upcoming sessions.
So since it's a comprehensive topic and the time, the TikTok is on, so it's not in the scope of this episode that we discuss all the things. But so far, I would like to conclude. We said that the we have known that one of the signs is that corruptions, as much as the corruption is more, the earth is filled with injustice, Imam is going to come. But it does not make sense that the righteous people who are believing in Imam and who are waiting for Imam eagerly, they remain silent in the face of corruption, and they remain silent and they help spreading corruption and oppression. Rather, Imam is going to fight against these things, and we also have to make efforts to fight corruption, to fight oppression. That indeed may be providing the grounds for his soon arrival. May Allah hasten the reappearance of our noble Imam. Thank you, Dr. Ali Alawi, for being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Where is the rising sun? Where